Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I taught that when we confess a sin to somebody that we have sinned against, we need to be sure we confess all and don't leave anything out. Let's pick up right there today. You don't want to hurt your spouse. You don't want to hurt your friend anymore. Only tell them in part. But the consequences that when they found out the rest of the truth, it destroyed the trust that they could have for that person. As a result, Satan keeps them from peace and rest or joy. Now, don't forget, Jesus said if someone has aught against you, I mean, it's legitimate that you've done. You did the wrong. You go back. You make it right. Now, the Lord will not give you a command for which he will not give you the strength to obey at the moment you obey. Now, don't expect the strength first. The moment you obey, then he supplies the strength. Ask him to work in the heart of the other person you have to go to. It might be a spouse. It might be someone with whom you were in sin. But you'll need to go back to them. You'll need to make that thing right. You say, Pastor, I don't know if I agree with that. Well, sin is still sin in God's sight. And sin is sin whether we recognize it as sin or not. Now, let me just give you a different illustration. That was kind of deep, some of the things I said here. So let me just simplify it just a little bit more. Here's two young men. We'll just say they're 19 years old. And one grew up in a fundamental Bible-believing home. Saved, with standards. The other boy is a European boy. He's unsaved. Let's just say the other boy grew up in Germany. Maybe they're in the military. Maybe they're at college. They're both away from home, and they go out, and they drink together. Now, at the moment, boy, it just seems like they're having fun. The boy in the fundamental home is laughing, and so is the other guy. And they don't even get drunk. They just have a few drinks. And the German boy, he grew up in a home where you may have drank with each of your meals. You might have drank at supper time, a glass of wine, glass of beer, something of that nature. But later, the boy that grew up in the Christian home is convicted. He's lost his testimony to an unsaved person. And although he may have never even had a good testimony, he may have never been a good Christian, he grew up in a home that taught against these things. And so he's just really feeling guilty. The other young man doesn't feel any guilt whatever. He grew up that way. That was just a part of life. So doing the same thing, he did not feel any wrongness of it. And so he's saying, well, maybe I should go to him and tell him what we did was wrong. But the devil is right there. And the boy thinks that you're telling that to, well, okay, yeah. I don't know where you come up with that. I don't feel anything wrong about it, but what you're saying was wrong. I did it too. You did it too. So if you did it to someone or with someone, be it drugs, drink, thievery, fornication, adultery, whatever it is, make it right. Call them. Tell them that you've repented. Share with them the gospel. Encourage them to be saved. Ask them to forgive you of your part in the sin. Because it's so important. It's so important. Now, what I just said, what I've covered here, many religious counselors say, no, don't do that. But they don't have a biblical reason for doing it. They're more concerned about the consequences than they are about is it right or is it wrong. And so let's say that you don't make it completely right. You're not going to have peace and joy that God wants you to have. You may learn to live with your regret, but you'll not have the peace and joy that God wanted you to have because you didn't make it right as a Christian. And yet, the day comes when it will be revealed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, it says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Then shall every man have praise of God. I had one spouse in another church that had a spouse that cheated on them. And that person said to me, you know, my spouse stayed with me, and my spouse loves me, and I love my spouse. And I'm saying it that way because I don't want you to let you know whether it was a man or a woman that did the cheating. I'm just saying this is what it became. And so the one spouse forgave the spouse but said, I feel like that other person, due to the way it was broke up, because they never broke up, that other person's spouse and I broke up that relationship. And neither one of the guilty spouses wanted their children to find out. And as much as my spouse says they love me, I feel like that other one still has a special place in their heart because they've never shown that they were repulsed and wanted nothing to do with it. And they never, this one said to me, wanted me to go with them to that other person to let them know that I am the love of their life and that they found the relationship repulsive. Now, you say, I don't think that's right. Well, if that spouse had made that clear to their present spouse, and they wouldn't do it, then it showed they may not have wanted to make it right. They were sorry they got caught, not sorry for the sin. Now, again, he says he will make the hidden things of darkness manifest the counsel of the heart. He'll bring it all to light. So you can hide something. You can hide something from someone. But one day, it's going to be revealed, but not just to the one that you've wronged, to everybody that's there in heaven. That's why The verse also goes on to say, then shall every man have praise of God, because we'll realize that every one of us are saved by grace. But, oh, you say, well, if that's the case, then why don't we just wait till we get then? Because then there's loss of reward. You didn't make it right, you lose reward. Saved so as by fire, that's a shame. Some will be ashamed at his appearing, and some will have confidence because they made things right. So the secret to getting to what is written in verse 21 may be here in verse 20. He says again, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. He knows all these things. So then, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God, because we made things right. The world may not forgive. The world may not forgive. Let me take that just another step further. The spouse may not forgive. The ones that you were in sin with, even though they weren't your spouses, may not forgive. But God will forgive, and there will be reward, and the shame in heaven will be removed. The heart condemning is in the Greek called a present subjective active, meaning it's not a fleeting thought, rather, it is something rehearsed in the mind, often daily. A news article, a TV program, some other event will remind you, and Satan will make sure you see it to remind you of your sin, because he accuses you before God, knowing, yeah, you don't deserve to be saved, and all this, how can he save you, and you haven't really made all things right. See, he wants you to have doubt. Now, sometimes people get addicted to a thought. That's why we need Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord at all times. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Again, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Didn't really read that right the first time, so let me read that for you again. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Perfect peace comes from God. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. But it doesn't stop there. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.